You came in here, you had a bit of a fist pump, and you're pretty fired up about the two gentlemen that you've added to the organization, hey?
Well, you know what? It's exciting for us because we've talked about trying to put more centers in the system, and then to be get two of them today, and two that we feel like high hockey sense, high skill, just the total package that you want. The only thing I could see where maybe people say they're a little bit smaller, but when you have speed and the compete and the hockey sense and skill that these guys have, I think they can be very successful in the NHL.
Well, and not every center now is big. Like that was like a 10, 15 year ago thing. You see plenty of pretty successful centers that aren't at 6'5", six. Like you see plenty of guys right around 6 feet.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's the thing. People get caught up in the size now, and I think with these guys, they just bring so much more to the table, and that's what's exciting about it.
Okay, before we get into the two guys you select in the first round, individually. You talked on Thursday when we had Todd Button in here on Thursday as well. Like, you both were very, very clear that, like, there's no pressure to take center iceman and you're going with the best player. And he told the story about 2021 when your group selected Matt Coronato and how there was a need for a right shot, right winger in the organization, but it intersected with the best player and your need. Is that what we saw happen in both cases here tonight?
Both cases. Yeah, I thought it was going to maybe go the other way at one point, and then it just seemed to fall back in the line. So, you never can kind of plan it perfectly, but for whatever reason, it did just fall into place this year. And, I think even, I was looking to see if I could move up at the end of the draft and at the end of the first round, and then it was fine. It worked out just the way I wanted anyway, so we were good.
So if you were moving up, it was to take Potter?
I would have, yes.
That's the so that and
Yeah.
so that he still got him at number 32 overall.
Yeah, so I mean those are things because where we had him on our list, we had him high enough that we thought it was worth to try to move up to see if we could get him, and unfortunately we didn't have to, and we got him, and now we're really happy.
So why and you said you tried to move up a few times when you spoke to the media across the hall. What why maybe didn't they come to fruition attempts to move up at different times tonight?
I mean, I think, well, one a team actually gave a better offer, and the other one, the team decided they wanted to see which pick was going to be there, and they were happy with who was
Okay.
there. So, they said if it was not that person, there was an opportunity to move. But those are the things when you're at, and that's what's kind of nice here when we're all together. It was easier to talk, and you could just out loud say what was going on and would we do this and that. And yeah, we couldn't make it happen.
Were you surprised none of the top 10 picks moved?
It's hard to move into the top. I mean, I know every we talk about it. Yeah, oh, everybody's going to move the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth pick. It's not easy. I mean, you really would have to blow their socks off to get up in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's yeah. I guess nobody had a good enough offer.
Yeah, and fair enough. Okay, so tell us about kind of the conversations around the table and what it was like as you were moving to 18 and 32. Was it a lot? Was it pretty consensus? Was there lots of going back and forth? Take us into the war room as you made your two picks tonight.
Well, it was good. We had a lot of time in between. In between picks, it felt like it was taking forever at times, especially when we had trades and you're looking at the clock thinking, okay, are they going to make the pick? So we had lots of time, but it was just good. We could sit in there. Is there anything we want to do? Should we be moving up? When should we be moving up? At least trying to, and that's what we were doing. But it made it way, I thought it was a much simpler process when we can all sit in one big room and talk and have everybody in there together. And that's the one nice thing about this, but I just think the old way it flowed so much.
Yeah.
It's just smooth, and that's the difference.
We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Calgary Flames general manager. Let's get into the two newest members of the organization. Let's start at number 18 overall. Cole Reschny is a center iceman from Victoria. Why was he the right selection when your first pick came up?
I think the I kind of spoke about it earlier, but if you just watched his year as he kind of started to the playoffs and an amazing playoff run he had. I mean, hardest part of the year, playing against great teams and great players. He just really elevated his game. And then we were over at the U18s and he came in, as the tournament was going and was one of the best players there. I mean, really, and helped Canada. So, I mean, those are the things when you're watching a guy elevate at every level and just competes, makes plays, makes other people better. That's what you want. you know, and that's what we see with Cole. So for us, it was exciting to be able to get him. And even his interviews, easy to talk to. He's got a good personality. You know, you guys will win. I don't know if you've talked to him.
We have now, yeah.
Really, you know, nice. You know, he could joke with us. He was very easy to talk to. So I think a person you'd like to be around.
One of the things you said was, you know, everybody's going to take a look at the points, at the 92 points this year in the Western League, but the defensive side of his game is something that really jumps off the page to you. I asked him about that, too, and he talked about, yeah, it's something I take pride in. My offense comes from my defense. You really like the 200-foot part of his game, don't you?
Yeah. You know, when you got a guy with that many points, you're thinking he's cheating the game a lot, but he doesn't. He makes sure he takes care of his responsibility in the D zone. Then he's gone and he's on offense and he makes plays and he sees things, you know, opens lanes, just the way he kind of the play. It's fun to watch. So, you know, I think those are all the things, you know, just to see that complete player, because that's what it's going to take in the NHL.
Why is going to the NCAA for him the right call? He's off to the University of North Dakota. Why is that the best move for Cole?
Because Cole thinks it's the best move for, you know, and that's what I always say. If the player feels they want to do something, you can't tell them what to do. You need to let them go, because if you tell them what to do and it's not working out or it's not going well, then they have an excuse. They can blame you. So I think, you know, he made a decision. He wants to go. I mean, North Dakota is an unbelievable facility, first of all. I don't know if you can get on YouTube and
it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, the facility, you know, he wants to get stronger. He wants to develop that part of his game, but I think he could develop it anywhere. I mean, he could play anywhere, but I do think he's going to play bigger, stronger men. And you know, going back, maybe in his mind thought, well, I had 92 points this year. Is it better for me to go and challenge myself against older players or come back and maybe put up 130 points? You know, yeah. I don't know. You know, I haven't got to talk to him about it, but again, we would always just support whatever they want to do. And that's whatever's the best for the player.
And then 32nd overall, you said it. He was the top player on your list. You were thinking about seeing if you could trade up to get Cullen Potter. What made him such an attractive player? What excites you about your second first-round pick?
I mean, you see a guy this young playing in the NCAA, and you just notice him. And the first thing that catches your attention is the speed. I mean, and the quickness and the way he hits holes. And, you know, I said it earlier, like, you know, if you're playing with elite defensemen and they see that, the breakaways, you know, it's not easy for everybody to do that. So I think at times, sometimes I think he even looks a little frustrated where he should have gotten the puck. He didn't get the puck, and then it's too late. So, but that, he's got skill, hockey sense. He reads plays so well. Like I said, he knows when to hit holes, and really competitive, like super competitive, like doesn't back down to the bigger guys.
Yeah.
And just he's in the fight right till the end. And, you know, he's a hockey player.
He's 5'10", 172, at least as he was listed at Hockey DB. He's got tons more time in college, tons more time in the gym. Feels like there's the ability to put on some more strength as he matures.
Oh, yeah. When you see, you know, he's thin right now, but when you see his body type, it looks like he's going to be able to put on some muscle. I mean, probably no different, and I'm not comparing the two players, but like Johnny Gaudreau was not very big when we got him, and he had some time in college, and he would develop. I mean, even when Johnny got here, he was only 150 pounds.
Yep.
But he was only 120 pounds when we drafted him. So, I mean, it's going to take some time. But Cullen's already way ahead of that. You know, he's way, way ahead of that. So now it's just a matter of – and the one thing, you never want him to lose that speed, because that's what separates him from most players that I've watched.
You've got two guys who will be in college next year. And timeline-wise, like, there's no rush on either of these guys, are there? Like, you probably won't have them in their training camp this year, but that's just fine. Like, you've got lots of time for these guys to develop.
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to, you know, as much as, you know, when you get a first-round pick, everyone wants to see him in the NHL the next year. It just doesn't happen that very often. So we want to make sure we let these guys develop at their pace. And as soon as they're ready, hey, we'll bring them in. You know, if it's next year after next year, if it takes 2 years, like, we're open. You know, and we want to put them in the best situation to succeed moving forward.
Ready to go for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to go back up. The guys are having a little dinner, and then we'll fine-tune the list, but just kind of should we be looking to see you again? Maybe we can move up tomorrow earlier, but it just didn't work for us. But a lot of teams are moving around today, so teams are open to it.
Congratulations on two new players in the organization. We'll see you tomorrow, but thanks for doing this, Connie.
Thanks for having me, Pat.